7. 2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
The juggernaut is back, Master Chef.
I know. I'm not sure I can sit through a whole season of it.
And it's going very well in the ratings already.
I know, because people are trying to pick the winner already.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, they're right at the very start. They all try to pick which one's going to win.
I wonder how they keep it a secret, because they're recorded in advance.
Yeah, I know.
And people are sworn to secrecy, but if somebody like me, so I couldn't be trusted.
No, you couldn't, for sure.
Okay.
But look, actually, I did hear something very interesting about MasterChef. When I was out at Orange recently, I went to visit for the Orange Food Fair, and apparently the chef at their leading restaurant was approached by MasterChef to be in the pressure test.
Yes.
But she was actually asked to fork out $50,000 to do so, which I found very surprising.
$50,000?
Mm-hmm. To be in the pressure test for MasterChef. And, of course, you know, she doesn't have that sort of money to hand. And apparently she was told that you know, they'd have to find accommodation for up to 60 people, crew and contestants. Anyway, she decided, you know, because it would be good promotion for the restaurant and the area, to approach the local... their promotional company, Taste Orange, and together with Tourism New South Wales, they did find the money because it was seen as good for Orange and seen, you know, as a good way to promote the area. Anyway, she worked on the recipes and she did a lot of detailed work for it, I've been told, and she thought the whole project was in place. And then a month ago, got a quite short, curt letter from them saying, look, we're not coming.
We've decided against it.
Yeah, we decided against it. We're going elsewhere.
Oh.
So... my source, who told me this, said, you know, they seem terribly disorganised. But I was just shocked that they would actually ask a chef to, you know, for $50,000 up front.
Well, I know somebody who wrote a book on children's cooking.
Uh-huh.
Who was approached by another television station and wanted 250 copies of the book donated.
No, it was more than that. It was Channel 9, one of that dreadful Kitchen Whiz program. They wanted at least 1,000, if not 2,000, of my books, you know, just hand them over so they could give them away on the show.
The book is called...
Interesting how these TV shows conduct themselves, isn't it?
Yes. What's your book called?
My book is called Mini Chef, Cooking with Kids. Lovely little book, just $24.95.
It is indeed. Okay, now
so
what...
Today, because it's Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, I've got the most divine recipe for you. It actually comes from Catherine Adams. She's the pastry chef at Rockpool. And I actually had it recently at a birthday party there. She did the most beautiful job with it. And it's an old-fashioned sort of vacherin, which is layers of coconut meringue. And she's filled it with mascarpone, which has been sweetened a little bit with sugar and lightened with egg whites and she's added some egg yolks to that. And then she studs it with all over with strawberries. And it's just beautiful. So I've put that recipe on my webpage. Rockpool strawberry mascarpone cake for Mother's Day. You'll need to make it the day before because it needs to sit in the fridge overnight so the flavours all meld together.
It is delicious, I know, and very rich.
You're very rich indeed, yes.
Okay, your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Speak to you next week.